Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hello there, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's chilling tale. This ghostly account, Story Club members, might make you stay away from cursed farms forever. It's one I call Haunted Barn Blues. So one day in late August, I heard about some ghostly activity coming from the old Druthers place. While hanging out at Lance Jackson's house, I asked my friend if he wanted to go and check it out. My other besties, Willow Yates and Autumn Nash, had left our town of Grimsbridge, Washington, and headed down to Astoria, Oregon for a little beach time. I was super envious, but Willow's parents didn't want to take, quote, a bunch of screaming sixth graders. So, Autumn was the one who won the rock-paper-scissors game we all did to compete for the seed. Though I missed my friends, I envied their sun and fun time on the Oregon coast. I kept in close contact with them via text and Instagram. Let's check it out, Lance. He was feeding his pet mouse, Hans Holzer, some fresh mealworms. A haunted barn, Ivy? I've heard of haunted houses, haunted hotels, and even haunted ships. But who exactly haunts a barn? The farmer in the dell from hell, I laughed. Come on, don't be such a stick in the mud. Let's go check it out, Lance. Oh, and bring all of your nerdy equipment so we can sniff out a spirit. I beg your pardon? Thermal imagers and voice recorders are not nerdy. Haha, if you say so, Lance. As he was gathering his equipment, I texted Autumn and Willow, letting them know what we were doing. I was hoping for a quick vote of confidence from them, but I didn't get a response. Nothing. Sad. By the time we'd hopped on our bikes and ridden out to the old Druthers place, the sun was low in the sky and the shadows were long under the trees. It was our local postal carrier, Festus Stevens, who told me about the abandoned farm. He said that during one of his deliveries, he'd noticed some strange lights and sounds coming from the barn. He went to check it out, thinking it was kids messing around. But when he arrived, he was scared away by something he couldn't describe. He didn't talk to the police or any other adults about it, as they wouldn't have believed him. But he knew a kid would, especially a monster kid like me. We cycled down the dusty road to the farm. The place had been abandoned for a few decades and had gone to rotten ruin. The old farmhouse was weathered and sagging and seemed like it would fall apart at any second. The barn hadn't fared any better. It leaned to one side, and it seemed like a stiff wind would knock it over at any moment. I wished Autumn was here. With her psychic vibrations, she could pick up something right away. Lance pulled out his thermal imager from his backpack and switched it on. Then we headed into the barn. It smelled like old moldy hay and ancient dust. I started to sneeze, courtesy of my hay fever. Could you not? Lance asked. You're gonna mess up my readings, Ivy. I can't help it, Lance. Allergies. Ugh, you run the voice recorder then. Lance handed me the recorder, the microphone, and the headphones. It was hypersensitive and could pick up a mouse's whisper. Which means I could hear little Hans Holzer in Lance's shirt pocket where he liked to ride. I put on the ensemble, switched on the recorder, and listened. I could hear the summer breeze blowing through the rotting timbers, some sparrows chirping in the dead locust tree outside, and our footsteps crunching on the old hay. I listened for any voices. Sometimes there was only a vague whisper. Sometimes you couldn't hear anything at all until you played it back and carefully listened. Lance halted and pointed to the thermal imager. He had something, a cold spot. It registered on his device. A cold spot often occurred when a spirit would manifest into physical form. It would change the energy and temperature around us. Then I heard it. A voice. It started out as a whisper and then grew so loud I had to throw off my headphones. The voice screamed, "Get off my land!" And then, the form of a large farmer wearing bib overalls, a checkered flannel shirt, and a straw hat formed. He had a long white beard. It was Carl Druthers. He picked up a nearby pitchfork and came at us. Now what? Stay back, Carl Druthers, I yelled, holding up a hand. Get off my land, the ghost repeated, ignoring my command. So much for diplomacy. I turned to Lance. I think we should do as he says. I think you're right. Sorry to bother you, I said to our not-so-nice ghostly host, and then we turned and ran. Except that he vanished and then popped up in the doorway in front of us. He shoved his pitchfork at Lance, nearly missing him. We backed up, and clumsy me, fell over an old bale of hay. Lance fell on top of me. The ghost of Carl Druthers was upon us, hoisting his pitchfork over his translucent head. He was intending to hurt us, and possibly make us ghosts too. Ugh, why did we come out here? I knew I would miss my parents and my dog Spike and Renfield in the afterlife. I would miss watching horror movies. I would miss eating Choco Tacos on sunny afternoons to beat the heat. Well, I guess this is it. Leave my friends alone, spirit! My friend Autumn stood there. Willow was with her. You are dead and need to cross over to the other side and join those who love you and who have passed before you. The ghost of Carl Druthers turned and went after Autumn and Willow, but they stood their ground. And in a dazzling display of something that looked like fireworks in the night sky on 4th of July, the ghost of Carl Druthers crossed over to the other side. His pitchfork lay smoking in the moldy hay. I smiled at my friends. They smiled back. What are you guys doing home so early? Autumn smiled. My parents had to cut our vacation short. Besides, it wasn't much fun without you. Sorry I didn't text back earlier. I was in a bad area as we were heading home. I got up and gave my friends a big hug. I'd never been so happy to see them in my life. And I was glad I still had my life. Did you know that there are a whole bunch of Go Kid Go shows? Of course, there's the R.L. Stine Story Club, and you are a member. But there's also Bobby Wonder, who's trying to protect Pflugerville from Mighty Mila, and Lucy Wow over in the Big Red Barn inventing all sorts of cool stuff with her mechanical pygmy goat, Kapow. Just search for Bobby Wonder, Lucy Wow, or R.L. Stine Story Club wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find your way. And come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.